Welcome to Under Lock and Key, news and commentary about prisons from the Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist League and the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Isolated prisoners turned on to revolutionary politics by this program.
Prisoners report on crackdown on Texas death row.
And more prisoner letters. The U.S. incarcerates a greater percentage of its population than any other country, sending more black men to prison than college. The purpose of this program is to educate about and inspire activism against the American lockdown.
I would like to inquire about receiving more information on the subject of prison treatment towards prisoners. Presently, I am locked up in a county jail, and I do experience some injustices in here daily towards myself, and I also see it being done to other inmates. There are people here whom are in dire need of medical attention, yet they are being denied that right. I would like to learn, as I may enlighten others, about these gross miscarriages of justice that are being perpetuated on us, the minority. I would be greatly appreciative if I can be sent more information on this subject. Thank you kindly. By the way, I've listened to the program Under Lock and Key, and I would like to know the schedule of that show for my area. Once again, thank you greatly. A county jail prisoner in New Jersey, April 27th, 1999. To all strong brothers, I am a newcomer to this movement, and I would like to say that I am very impressed with the speed with which you responded back to my request. Presently, I am incarcerated in a county facility in New Jersey, and there isn't a day that goes by that we don't get the special treatment from pig administration. Being a Latino doesn't help the situation either. I belong to a strong, predominantly Puerto Rican cultural movement that basically struggles for the same causes as Rail and Mim, but we tend to also fight against each other. The prisoners here have no idea what a struggle is. Basically, the gangs fight and hurt each other instead of uniting with each other and fighting against the system. The system is smart. It uses psychology and reverse psychology to pin us against each other. For instance, they give us one television for 96 prisoners on a tier, only 17 chairs. It's incredible, and no one seems to notice their strategy. My studies and lessons have opened my eyes and have enabled me to see the truth and reality of the system's real goal. And that is why I've come to Rail and Mim for further enlightenment. I heard for the first time ever the show on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. It was about 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning. As soon as I heard the beginning, I was automatically hooked. I can relate to so much of the issues that were being talked about. I am relieved to know that there are more brothers out there besides myself that have and share same views about the treatment of any and all prisoners around the United Snakes. I only wish that prisoners should all come together as one force against our oppressors, regardless of race, creed, and religion. I will tell you that I have spread the word about our movement amongst my fellow prisoners here in this facility. Everyone I have spoken to and showed your literature to has been very interested, so be on the lookout for more prisoners coming from this county facility to contact your movement. I am a person who likes to teach and enlighten my fellow man. I don't discriminate against no one who is in the same position or worse than I am. My job is to teach and reach my fellow man's consciousness so that he may be aware of his present surroundings. I am glad to have contacted you guys. Your literature and friendship will be a much-needed tool against our current situations and circumstances. I would like to thank you sincerely for taking the courage and having the gall to stand up to our oppressors and defend the rights and well-being of all of those in our present struggle. May the God of our understanding guide us through our journey through the belly of the beast and lead us to victory in our struggles. One love to all brothers locked down throughout the states. And as soon as I get financially stable here, I will send some stamps and try to partake in this movement as much as I possibly can. Unity, freedom, justice. A county jail prisoner in New Jersey, May 11th, 1999.
The following is a letter from a Texas prisoner. I wanted to let you know the new treatment these pigs are doing me and my fellow death row prisoners in Texas, the Gulag State. Since November of 1998 and Martin Gurala's almost successful escape, Texas officials have been making a point to punish the rest of Texas death row. Since November 1998, we have had our property seized, destroyed, and lost, our work privileges, except for a few select 45 out of 360 prisoners, terminated without notice and without reason, and we were forced into single cell status, had our recreation reduced from 15 hours, 7 days a week, to only 2 hours, 5 days a week, and our food has also been reduced. Breakfast is 1 egg, 2 biscuits, and 2 ounces of gravy. Then, on November 12, 1999, the guards decided to empty 2 wings containing 60 death row prisoners and put 30 on various other death row wings, and the other 30 of us into solitary confinement. No one has committed any violations, and some of us have had clean disciplinary records for over 10 years. And though LS1 Unit has changed the name of solitary to F Wing, there are no differences of the conditions of the cells than before. We have been reclassified, so we must be handcuffed and visit in cages. To add insult, we must get on our knees and lean back against the cell door to have the cuffs put on our wrists and back, a procedure only done for solitary confinement prisoners. Even death row segregation can stand while being handcuffed. Yet they say we are randomly selected and that this is not punishment. I can only assume that if this is not their idea of punishment, then punishment must begin when they start beating us. I can only presume that that will come next, since we are already in solitary confinement. A Texas prisoner.
Gang units repress political education. I just finished reading MIM notes for June and July, and I see where someone had written in about the STG unit in Northern State Prison in New Jersey. I was one of the first prisoners grabbed off the yard in January 1990 to be held until March of 1998 when the unit opened up. On March 4, 1998, we were shipped here from all over the state. Most of us did nothing except belong to what they call a gang. But to us, it's political education to fight the abuse these pigs use on us. They hold our mail for 2 to 3 weeks before giving it to us, and when I was expedited to South Carolina in July of 1998 for a parole hearing, they took a large amount of money out of my account and stole my radio. This is one form of their abuse on us. Cold showers and cold food are another. They try to make us give in, but I for one am stronger, for my eyes are open to the abuse they put on us. I will continue to fight for prisoners' rights, even if I have to spill every bit of my blood. Written by a New Jersey prisoner, July 27, 1999.
Clenched fist salute to all my brothers who dare to fight in this war that is being fought to smash the color lines, end oppression, and give equal housing, medical care, and education to all who desire. Once again, I have found a way to reach up and out of the depths of that dungeon, my strength that breeds hope that I may get word back to my fellow comrades who do not know of the danger they face down, down deep here in the dungeon of the Ferguson unit we all call administrative segregation. Here in this pit called Ferguson, that is located in a small town called Midway, Texas, any officer wearing a gray and blue uniform is and are free to exercise any fantasy that their crooked minds and hearts can conjure up and fulfill them free from prosecution or persecution. Inmates both here in segregation and in general population are assaulted as regular as it takes the milk truck to arrive every other morning bringing the dairy products. I myself am a segregation inmate and have been this way for almost 3 years now, so I can't really speak of the horrors that go on in general population since I left in 96, although I am still aware of them also. But I damn sure can tell you what's going on down here in the dungeon. Here in the dungeon, there is little hope, or no hope, of pursuing any further form of education because the Texas Department of Corrective Justice offers no in-cell programs for us segregation inmates because they know that knowledge is power. And any man who has the power to utilize his or her thinking is a threat to their corrupt system. Some of these lockdown soldiers who are confirmed gang members of various races and organizations will never have a chance to return to the general population to obtain even a GED before they are released back to the free world. So what type of job is good for a man with no skills to hold it down? Some of these dudes have been here 7 and 8 years behind these administrative segregation doors, oblivious to the fact that they will be here in this unchanged state until they discharge their sentences or alter their positions legally. So they have lost hope and all heart. They have allowed themselves to be defeated mentally and physically by these tactics they use to control us. Leaving my brothers caught up in angry, hurt, and hopeless web of misdirection, They stay doped up on these psychological drugs these doctors prescribe them. They are so far gone from the effects of the drugs that they sleep for 2 and 3 days at a time, or use the restroom, and then they are back to the sound escape of sleep. And these cops don't seem to have any compassion for these lost individuals. They leave these mentally disturbed inmates over here when they know that they need more help than they can give them here, yet they refuse to transfer these inmates to the units that are specially made for their special care. These inmates cut themselves, lose control over their bodily fluids and waste, and are greatly mistreated. They are left in their cells for weeks without showers or clean sheets or clothes. We are beaten because we want to go to recreation or showers, and if we make these cops work, we're threatened that once we are handcuffed and taken out of our cells, we will get this rough treatment. Rank has blind eyes and deaf ears to our pleas of help and outcries. The grievance procedures here, which all inmates hope to find some type of justice in, our complaints against these peace officers is a joke. Everybody I've seen or heard of, including myself, write a step 1 or 2 grievance. It's returned stating insufficient evidence was found to sustain our claim, so the grievances are always denied without any investigation having ever been conducted. The cops are assaulting inmates over here and giving out more time to the ones they beat up, even though most of the time the inmates don't even get a chance to fight back. These cops are getting away with it too. Been on this unit since 95 and I can count on my hand how many times I've seen a warden. So his punk ass don't give a blank. These cops write bogus cases and put us on some stuff even a hungry dog won't eat called food loaf, and they take pleasure in knowing that they can always give you that stuff when you put in a check verbally for them beating up someone. They put us under their finger with this food loaf and a level system, so it seems hopeless on trying to organize the masses because no one is willing to make any sacrifices for a whole, let alone a personal one. But I must admit there are some, but not nearly enough. I received your paper still, and I passed the words of hope on down the line to the ones who are willing to learn and make a difference. Last but not least, a call out to all you soldiers in the struggle, fallen and standing. Keep the dream and hope alive in the struggle. A prisoner in Texas, 29 December, 1998. Another New Jersey prisoner writes, I feel all the pain of the other brothers in the belly of the beast who struggled time and time again and wasted his body in a worthy cause, but came up short because of the lack of unity in the inmates who hold fear of these pigs. My brothers and I are in a fight against the system every day. There seems to be something new that these pigs do to us and the inmates. In the last couple of weeks alone, we have experienced some foul play. The phones have been down for some time. We deal without hot water from day to day. The air circulation has been cut off. In my mind, this has been done so we would have to buy the fans in the canteen. There's been a shortage on tissue paper and soap. If you want these state items that we are supposed to get for free, we have to hit off a pig with a candy bar. There are many things that I'd like to run down onto the MIM, but at the moment I'm in lockup with one sheet of paper and don't have access to other paper. So I must depart this letter by saying to those who realize that the struggle is about to keep the fight up, one day we will prevail, but we must remain strong at all times. I also send love to all my true black and gold brothers. I was a New Jersey prisoner on the 6th of May, 1999.
A prisoner in South Carolina writes, I've been housed in a torture chamber, otherwise known as a segregated management unit, in South Carolina for the past 6 months. I recently came up for my review, supposedly conducted by professional case or social workers. I have no other disciplinary charges. You could say I've been a model prisoner. The Gestapo gave me 6 more months in isolation. I told them that I should kill myself, I'd be better off. So, they quickly put me in the suicide cell. Nothing but boxers, no blanket, no mattress, no clothes, no writing material, nothing. Next, I'm given some pills to take. They don't tell me what the pills are. Being curious, I took them. Next thing I remember is waking up the next day. This is how the Gestapo treat you. They fail to realize the only treatment is to release me from the psychological torture they imposed on me. They fail to realize that my condition will only worsen in isolation. I really didn't want to commit suicide. I just wanted to see what the Gestapo would do. I know who needs to be in segregation. It's these so-called caseworkers and staff who subject other human beings to the psychological torture. Maybe if these intellectuals spend some time in MSU, SHU, SMU, whatever they call it in various states, then this heinous, barbarous practice will stop. We are already in prison. We are away from our families. We are not free. The oppressors take what little privileges they give us away if we commit disciplinary infractions. They take our good time. Isn't that enough? The pigs don't seem to understand that someday most of us who endured this torture will be out on the street. Look over your shoulders, because all the hate and anger you instilled in me might just find you. I might even be your neighbor, pigs, so watch out for yourselves. Keep up your torture so more of us can find you. From a South Carolina prisoner, November 1998.
This has been Under Lock and Key, a revolutionary anti-imperialist league and Maoist internationalist movement program about prisons. For more information, contact RAIL, P.O. Box 712, Amherst, Massachusetts, 01004, or email radio@mim.org.